time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hey, welcome back to the NOLA Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of our Raven Hoops double dip tonight. Ladies game it a book, get a resounding win for Benedictine over Prairie State. Now it's the guys' turn. And with that, let's introduce the starters for the second game. First of all, for Peru State, they're good. I mean, they're really, really good. And under head coach Roman Gentry, they come into the game tonight at 13-3. They are 9-3 in conference play. And for Peru State, they are going to be starting Chris Peoples. He is a 6'5" senior from Cleveland, Ohio, at a Lemoyne Owen College. It'll be Ty Graves from Omaha, Nebraska. He played at Omaha South. He's a senior and is 6'1". You're going to have Ajante Hogan out of Lincoln Southeast High School in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's a 6'5" senior. Getting down toward the baseline in the big guys, where you'll find Easton Hall, a 6'8" senior from Schuyler, Nebraska. And rounding up the Peru State starting five, it is going to be Christian Keen Diane, a 6'7" senior out of CB, that's Council Bluffs, Iowa. He graduated from Abraham Lincoln High School. So TDN at 6'7" and Easton Hall at 6'8", a pair of big, big guys. Underneath were Peru State. For the Benedictine Ravens. Wait, get my flashlight shut off here. For Benedictine, it's going to be the same starting five that we're really accustomed to seeing for BC head coach Ryan Moody. The Ravens come into the game tonight at 6-9 on the season and 5-6 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine is going to be starting Preston Reynolds, a 6'5" junior guard out of Leawood, Kansas. They're going to have Jack Vanderwood, a 6'4" sophomore from Noakville, Virginia. Hagen Hilgendorf out of Hastings, Nebraska. He's a senior at 6'9". You'll find it. Declan Sullivan, the freshman. He's been so good. 6'1" out of South Bend, Indiana. And the Ravens are going to go with the double big offense tonight, bringing in at the start Gino Corridori, the 6'8" senior from Littleton, Colorado. So both of these teams are going to start some big, big guys. Got Seth producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Councilman here in the Nolan Gymnasium as the Peru State guys in royal blue with white and black lettering and trim. For Benedictson, it is going to be the home whites with black and red. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Into the center circle, we're going to find TDN. And the ball goes up, and it'll be Peru State basketball. Here we go. Back out top side with it is going to be Peoples. He'll swing it over to the left. Benedictson will go with their player defense most of the time. Coach Moody will switch it up a little bit. Here's a little skip pass over to the right side. Gets it over to Pope. Back and in. Twisting, turning, shot up. No rebound. Raymond's coming down with the basketball. It's going to be Hilgendorf clearing down the board. And up the floor with it. Here come the Ravens with their first possession of the game. Just underway. Topside is going to be Jack. Vanderwoody plays off a little screen. The defense right in his grill. No shot for him there. And now comes to Preston. They'll feed in the middle of Hagen. He'll pull up from about 10. Doesn't get it. The rebound. Pulled down by Peru State. Outlet down the court. It's going to be great. Griggs will bring it down the right side. Ty Griggs out of Omaha South High School. He'll advance to the left side. Stop outside the block. Fade away. Puts it up. Rejected by Gino. Corridori got all of it. Here comes Deglin. Sullivan in. Up. Gets the deuce. And the Ravens are broken on top on the bucket by Deglin Sullivan. 2-0 Benedictine, a minute and a half into the game. Back out on top is going to be Griggs. Ty pushes it off on top. Chris Peoples goes left side. It's going to be Tomlinson. Ravens doing a nice job of just playing a very tight defense. Here's a three. Won't drop and rebound. Benedictine. Rebound was not too difficult to come up with, even though Hilgendorf comes up with it. It's off the floor because when the shot went up, the entire Peru State team retreated to the other end of the floor. So nothing but white jerseys underneath the goal for that rebound. Three-point shot, Jack, in and out. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by the Bobcat. Chris Peoples sweeps it away. And back up the floor they'll go. Tomlinson over to the left side outside the block. They'll reverse it. Out on top for Griggs. Three. Nope. Rebound, Deglin. Here comes the South Bend, Indiana native. With 17 and a half to go in the opening half, and Benedictine with a 2-0 lead in what's been a crazy low-scoring start. Sullivan, little right-hand dribble, now crosses over, starts in, lobs it over to Gino Corridori. Power move, goes in, doesn't get the shot, but does get fouled. And we're going to get Gino coming to the line. The foul is going to be the first of the ball game for Peru State, Ajante Hogan. And Gino Corridori strolls up here, takes his time. The big guy tosses it right in. And Benedictson stretches its lead now to 3-0. One more shot coming up for Corridori. Gino from Littleton, Colorado. Second shot. Knocks them both down. So Gino with two, and Benedictine goes up 4-0. 17-20 to play, opening half here in the Nolan. Threw back over to the left side with Tomlinson. Out on top. Griggs handles it. No room in the middle. Raymond defense is flexing way up time. And that's what Peru State trying to do. They're trying to get him away from the rim, and now the pass down to the baseline is going to be off the fingertips of Pote. And it'll be Peru basketball. Out on top, the follow-away shot, way short, offensive board underneath, and up and in. The bucket is going to be up and good for Christian TDN. 4-2, Ravens in front. Now they're going to give Geno on the left side. He's trying to back in on Pope. Can't get the shot away. Well, kind of forced one up, and all that twisting and turning and trying to get himself free from Pope's defense. He will travel with a basketball. Bruce State up the floor, trailing it by two. 16 and a half to go. Don't forget, here in men's college basketball, we have kind of a new thing. As here's a three-point shot missing. Ravens rebound it down. We will have media timeouts at each five-minute mark, so 1 at 15, 1 at 10, and 1 at 5 to go in each half. Spinning into the lane, nearly traveling with the basketball, Hilgendorf is able to get rid of it before that happens. Skip pass comes out on top to Jack. Vandermoody left side, shot clock at 11. Jack's got the ball knocked out of his hands. He's got to be taken away by Tomlinson. Here comes Peru State. Left side shot rejected by Geno. Here comes Benedictson. Driving down, Preston. His shot rejected by Pope. Coming back the other way, it's going to be Peru. Peoples shoots, no. But the two-handed layup is good for Griggs. Ty Griggs is there for the follow, and we are tied at 4. 15 and a half to go in the first half. Continues to be pretty low scoring. All the way to the left side. Two more for Deglin Sullivan. Deglin is deceivingly quick. He is so agile. He just crossed over and had that shot underway before the defender really even knew he was there. First eight, trailing by two, back with the ball. Goes right side. Amir Pote puts a little forearm and pushing into Hilgendorf. Shot clock at 6. Back it goes, and a little give and go, and a bucket by Pote is good. And Amir will have his first points of the game, and we're tied again now at 6. 14:40 to go, so our stop will come at the next dead ball. Here's Deglin around to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive. Skip pass in the middle. It's going to be stepped in front of a stolen. Well anticipated by Tomlinson. He'll go coast to coast behind the head. Bounce past it. It is going to elude Peoples, and that will bring us to the media break. Timeout on the court here in Ashes of Kansas. Men's college basketball with 14:33 to go in the opening half, where it is Benedictson and Peru State deadlocked at 6.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Coming out of the timeout, it's a 6-6 ball game here. We just finished a Benedictine Lady Ravens game where they had a resounding victory. And you look around the conference tonight, they finally all just gone final. Yeah, that's right. Because in Lamoni, Iowa, Clark loses to the Yellow Jackets in 2 overtimes, 80-77. Mount Mercy showed none as they knocked off William Penn, 63-38. Missouri Valley defeated Baker, 79-58. It was Central Methodist dropping one at Mid-America by 37, 89-52. And Grandview with a resounding 90-58 victory over Park. One close game out of 7 in the conference tonight. And that was that double overtime Grayson-Clark game. That said, we welcome you back as the Benedictine Giants coming out of the timeout, bring the ball up court, and a quick shot up missing. And a rebound cleared away by Peru State, and it's going to go out of bounds. And they'll say the Ravens reached in, slapped the ball, touched it last. So Amir Poach coming down with that board, and here comes Peru State up court. It's a 6-6 ball game at 14-14 to play in the first half. Peru will jump it over to the left side. This Bobcat team is extremely, I don't know how better to describe it than athletic. I mean, they are fast. They are long. Here's a turnaround shot by Amir. It's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be TDN. feed to the free throw line, back out on top. The shot clock gets reset. Two-handed shot missing, but the trash bucket is going to be up and good for Amir Post. And the Bobcats are going to take the lead at 8-6. It is their first lead of the game. It's 13.5 to play in the half. Benedictine still with a starting five out of the court. Top side, Preston Reynolds back over to the right to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf tries to drive in, changes direction, just can't get a shot away. Now his cross-court pass is going to be slapped away by Pope. Amir's going to haul it down, get it into the forecourt to Thomason, who will go to the rack and score. That makes it a 10-6 Peru lead. 13 minutes to go in the first half. Hilgendorf for Benedictine, playing at the five. He is a legitimate favorite of Care Radio fans all over. Hagen Hilgendorf. Easy shot, no. Rebound, Tomlinson goes the other way. It's going to be stripped away by Preston. Reynolds coming up the floor. Benedictine on a three-on-three break. Hilgendorf topside. Reynolds, he'll start to drive in, no. Comes back out on top. Preston is 0-for-2 so far tonight. Now he'll go into the lane. There's ball batted away from him, and they're going to say in his effort to regain the basketball, Preston touches it last. It'll go out of play. Benedictine is going to make a duo of substitution. Make it a trio. Coming into the game is going to be 6'3 freshman Harrison Kissling out of Olathe, Kansas. You're going to get Larry Parker III out of KCMO. 6'4 sophomore, and a new guy in the middle of the night is going to be freshman Drew Purdy, 6'8, and Olathe native. 12:20 to go, opening half. Bobcats with the basketball, leading it by 4, falling away, shot off balance, but up and in. So he counts the bucket for Aaron Miller. And suddenly, a 6-0 run has put Peru on top, 12-6. We're at the 12-minute mark of the opening half. Ray was up top side with it. Kicks it over to Parker. Back out on top. The running one-hander is good for Harrison Kissling. So Harrison knocks down his first points of the game very quickly after having come into the lineup. BC back up defensively. Critica by 4. There was a travel, no whistle. The ball comes out on top. That was a break for Bruce Dade. Just a minute, Miller had, I thought, clearly taken an additional step. Bobcats on top. The 3 knocked down from way outside. Putting that one in is going to be Devlin Tomlinson. It is 15-8. And that was the first 3-point shot that was successful tonight by either team. Underneath. 8-for-2 on the assist to Larry Parker. 15-10. 11 minutes to play. First half. It's going along at a pretty brisk clip. Not seeing a lot of fouls, not seeing a lot of stoppages of play. Here's Amir Pope with it right side. It's going to be rejected by Gino. Pope's able to go back and get it. And then Drew Purdy hustling to get the basketball. He's going to slap it away and knock it out of bounds. Benedictine's going to bring Hagen Hilgendorf back in for Corridori. So now you've got Hilgendorf and Purdy as the 2 6'8" players on the floor. Actually, Hilgendorf is 6'9", Purdy a mere 6'8". Here comes Ezra Vigatha for BC out of Wellington, New Zealand. Ezra the 6'1" senior guard. Peru putting it in play. Shot clock's already down at 10, at 9, at 8. They'll lob it up on top. You got to be aware of the time. And here's the jumper, top of the key. The long 2, up no good. Purdy way upstairs. Clears down that board. Vigatha into the forecourt, kicks it over to Larry. Parker brings it back up top side, over to Kissling. Harrison to Hilgendorf, mishandles the ball. Tomlinson will take it, drive and shoot and score. And I'm going to tell you what. Tomlinson, he is the real deal out there. He is playing really, really well. Devin Tomlinson out of Blue Springs, Missouri. It's a 17-10 lead. 3-point shot, Kissling, no. Rebound, pulled down by Peru State as we're inside 10 to play. First half, running shot on the other end, missing. And Hilgendorf will clear it away. 17-10, Peru State in front. 9:45 to go, first half. By Gompa over in front of the PSU bench with a little left hand dribble, swings over to the left side, and again, it's going to be picked off. Tomlinson very alertly comes up with a steal. The shot on the other end misses. Offensive rebound by Miller. Out on top, the open threes. No. Long rebound again to Peru. Over to the left side. Tomlinson squares up all alone. Air ball. And on the rebound, we got two players who are tangled up. Okay. A couple of elk with their antlers tangled. Their arms are entwined. And we get a timeout called. And as they sort it out, we will take our second media break. Time out of the court with 9 minutes and 20 to go in the first half of the guys' game. It's Peru State 17, Benedictine 10.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Scores coming into the gymnasium here tonight as Kansas is trying to battle back up at Hilton. That's never an easy job. Right now, Benedictine looking to have to battle back. They're trailing at 17-10 with 9:20 to go in the opening half. And look at the numbers at this break right now. BC not shooting the ball well. 4 of 10. Peru, on the other hand, shooting it even more poorly at 8 of 23. But there is the number difference. Benedictine has taken 10 shots. Peru, 23 shots on goal so far in this game. Curry's 1-7 from outside. Benedictine is really not taking the three-point shots that we're used to seeing them take. They are 0-for-3 from beyond the arc so far here tonight. Here's a drive into the lane. No shot available. Nice defense. Shot from the top. It's a three, and it is good. Knocking it down for Peru State. It's going to be Stephen Coleman. Matter of fact, Stephen Jr. out of Toledo, Ohio. He's 6'5". Here comes Benedictine by Gompa. Right side of the lane, comes out on top to Parker. Harrison Kissling with it. Pagatha goes straight, way short, and rebound. Knocked away, saved by Drew Purdy. Here's Hagen for three. It's short. And Benedictine, even when they do take the three-point shot, still have not been able to get one to go in. We're at 8.5 to go, and Coach Moody's got 1, 2, 3, now 4 guys running to the scorer's table. They're set to check in. Three-pointer in and out. Nope. Rebounding it down. Ezra. Benedictine coming up the court at 8:10 to go. First half. Continues to be a pretty low-scoring ball game. It's 20-10. Hilgendorf comes out on top to Kissling, and Hilgendorf with a very solid moving screen will pick up the foul, and it's that. Benedictine will make 4 substitutions. Let's see who's going to stay out on the floor. So Harrison Kissling is going to remain on the court for Benedictine as Preston Reynolds and Gino Corridori come out with Jack Vanderwood and Declan Sullivan. There's your Benedictine 5. It's 7:50 to go in the first half. Running shot, right side, up and good. The bucket going to be knocked down by Aaron Miller for Peru State. Miller picking up his 4th point of the game. It is 22-10. Bobcats have assembled now a double-digit lead in Benedictine. Gosh, they haven't scored in 3.5 minutes now. Peru State is on a 7-0 run. Top side is going to be Deglin. He'll accelerate, goes to the baseline, shot up and good, and he's fouled from behind by Hedian. So Tedian will collect his first foul tonight. We have not seen fouls called in this game. As a matter of fact, with 7:29 to go in the opening half, each team has committed 2 team fouls. First free throw, or the free throw, look at the three-point play. Not going to go in for Declan Sullivan, who's a really good free throw shooter. And back up with the Montgomery State, 22-12. Ravens down 10, 7:17 left first half. And the Norman Gymnasium, where the crowd is outstanding. A lot of fans are here and a lot of students back on campus. Love to see the students coming in, showing up at the games, make the big difference. Now here's a shot rejected. Pope has his shot rejected. Two blocks by Gino and a shot clock violation. What a great defensive sequence for Benedictine. Coach Moody's got the ear of the official in front of the Raven bench. That's always a tough draw when you're the official. Guy who has to stand in front of the coach right at the bench. A lot of times you're going to get an earful of something. A little conversation, a little advice. Here's a follow-up shot. Good for two by Jack Vanderwood. His first points of the game. So Jack breaks the ice, then Benedictine is back to within eight. It's 22-14. 6:20 to go. Here's a slip, but Pote is able to get the shot away and knock it down. I'm going to tell you who the linchpin player for this team is, this Bruce State team, and that is Tomlinson, okay? Devin Tomlinson, the 6'6 senior, transferred into Bruce State from Creed Hardeman, one of the really premier college basketball programs, and he has come into this team, and he has been a difference maker. Ravens coming up with a steal. Declan goes left side to Jack. Vanderwoody steps inside, back and in, kicks it out on top. Gino passes up the three, tries to drive in, no room. Kicks it back over to the left side to Preston, who loses the handle on it, but they're going to say it was snapped away by Amir Poach. With 15 on the shot clock and 5:41 to go in the opening half, Benedictine Tredegar by 10 is going to have the ball in play at the baseline. And now the Ravens are going to get taller as Harrison Kissling goes out, and again, it's going to be Hagen Hilkendorf. BC is rotated in the original starting five. Baseline jump shot won't fall for Jack. And Vanderwood, who's a really, really good shooter, struggling a little bit here in the first half tonight. 5.5 to go in the half. Into the lane is going to be Peoples. Jumps it over to the right side. Coleman with a deep in the right corner for Peru State. He'll drive across the baseline. Feeds into the lane. The little one-handed layup is going to be up and good for Miller. Aaron Miller out of Queens, New York. And again, Benedictine trails by a dozen. This equals the largest lead for Peru tonight. 5 minutes to go. Now, Hilgendorf will slip and fall, and the Ravens travel, and we're going to take our break. Time out of the court. 5 minutes to go in the first half of the men's game, where it's Peru State 26, Benedictine 14.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Both teams still huddled up around the respective coaching staff. This is weird. 5 minutes to play in the first half of the guys' game, 26-14. Peru in front. Bobcats having hit 40% of their shots so far today, 12 of 30. Benedictine is 6 of 17. Hitting an icy 35% and even icier from the outside, where Peru's not doing real well, 22% on 2 of 9, but Benedictine 0 for 5. From three-point range. Peru State has also out-rebounded Benedictine to the tune of 19-11, and if you add those things up, you can see why there is a 12-point differential here. 5 minutes of play in the first half. Here comes, out of the timeout, here comes Peru State, and they will walk it patiently up the court. It's Benedictine. How about this? Are you ready? Ravens in a 2-3. Here's a drive around to the right side for the Bobcats. They'll bring it out on top, and I think it's going to take Free State maybe a moment to kind of figure this out, but they will, and the pass goes into Miller, and he'll go up and in with a bucket. They'll give Aaron Miller the scoring. He doubles up Benedictine now at 28-14. Deglin, left side. Sullivan with a couple of buckets very early in the game, and none since then. Here's Corey Dory backing in on Amir Pope. Pope rejects the shot out of bounds. BC will have it in front of the pit. Reynolds, Vanderwood, Hilgendorf, Sullivan, and Corridori are the Raven five. Pope, Tomlinson, Coleman, Miller, and Peoples out of the floor right now for the Bobcat. Benedictine on top, four on the shot clock. Here's Deglin, will go three. No, rebound, Peru. You see, I think just the bottom line is just having trouble getting shots to fall. I don't think it's what they're doing or what is happening out there has got Coach upset with the fundamentals, with the mechanics, if you will, of this. Here's Tomlinson, and this three is an air ball that flies out of bounds. And the Freed Hardeman transfer walks up the floor looking like pulls his jersey up over his head. He is a much better shooter than that. That one got away somehow. 3:43 to go in the first half. Here comes Benedictine. Deglin Sullivan goes right side. Jack. Vanderwood looks in. Hilgendorf, top of the key. Right side to Gino. Gino trying to drive in, fighting his way into the middle against Pote, and Pote wins the battle. Gino ends up on the ground, and Bruce with the basketball. Coming to the other end of the floor, it's going to be knocked away from Tomlinson. Another great defensive play by Preston. Now up with it comes Deglin, and reaching in. A frustration foul. And Benedictine fouled on the play by Devlin Tomlinson. Tomlinson, I think, is upset with the play down the floor a moment ago where he misses the three, and then he turns it over, and then Benedictine coming back, and he just reached in and kind of made a big roundhouse swat at the ball, and that's got him, A, being taken out of the game, and B, being talked to in a very fatherly way by head coach Roman Gentry for Peru State. Here's a three-point shot, and the Ravens are hitting their first three of the game, and it's going to be off the hands of Jack Vanderwood. 3 minutes left in the half, 28-17. First points for Benedictine in going on 4 minutes, that three-pointer right there. Gets a good team like Peru State, you cannot go through those scoring droughts. Here's a three from the left side. It's up no good. The rebound is going to be slapped out on top where the Bobcats are going to be able to recover it and reset their offense. Peoples with the basketball. The shot clock goes back, of course, to 20. Into the lane, little skip pass over to the right side, now into the corner where the baseline three is buried. From deep in the corner on the right side, the ball is thrown up and knocking it down, and it's going to be Stephen Coleman. 31-17. And for the second time, it's a 14-point Peru lead. 2:15 remaining, opening half. Sullivan's going to back his way in, cross over to the free throw line, follow wave, 17-footer off the rim. Nope. Rebound, Peru. Coming down with it is going to be Coleman. Here come the Bobcats. To the right side, it'll be TDN who's back in. I didn't even see him check back in, to be real honest. He's a big guy, hard to miss. Over to the left is going to be Coleman. He will attack the baseline. They rotate it out. Very good passing of the ball by Peru. Very brisk, quick passes down. Here's the feed to Pope. And he goes up for the stuff, and Drew Purdy says, you know what, no, we're just not going to allow that. Purdy cuts in front of him and stops the jam, picks up the foul, and he's going to put Amir at the free throw line. Amir Poach, 6'7" senior out of Rasht, Iran. Minute 43 to play in the opening half. Little knee bend, the flip, it's off the back glass, no good. We're going to get Larry Parker back into the game for the Ravens. One more shot coming up for Pooch. He's got 4 points so far. And 11, count him, 11 rebounds already today. Second free throw fails also. And Benedictine is going to sweep it away. Ravens up court with the basketball, down 14. Just over a minute and a half left before intermission. Declan Sullivan gets it behind him to Jack Vanderwood, hitting a three a moment ago. This time he's going to drive in, have his shot rejected. Rebound comes out on top. Parker goes in, shot, nope. Rebound, Peru. TDN coming up with the basketball. Peru into the forecourt. Here's Miller with it out on top. Peoples, he'll work his way to the left side in front of Declan. Pulls into the lane, pulls up for 14. It's off the rim, no good. Drew Purdy rebounds it down. Ravens are going to run with a minute 5 to go in the opening half. Back over to the right side to Parker. LP feeds out on top. Little sidestep. Missing the, can't get the three away. And here's Sullivan with the basketball. 16 on the shot clock, 40 seconds to go in the first half. Ravens will drive in. Sullivan changes hands. Swooping shot is up and good. Declan Sullivan. 31-19. We're getting a timeout. It's an interesting timeout. Say what, we're going to hang on to it, Seth, if you don't mind. We'll cover a few matters of interest. We're 42 seconds to play in the opening half, and Peru State leading it by a dozen. Well, they take this timeout. I think that it's apparent that head coach Gentry wants to work on something with his team. Like that last possession of the half drill. Coming up on Care Radio tomorrow night, join Gus and me here right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. So, 5 o'clock news, it'll be around 5:15, 5:20-ish at the end of the news. We'll have Sports Look. So we're going to catch you up on all of the things in and around the Care listing area, sports-wise, high school, collegiate, and everything in between. So, join us for that tomorrow night, Sports Look here on Care Radio, Friday night. It'll be high school hoops. We'll be up in Troy for a little NEKL basketball. And then Saturday, it's going to be Benedictine and Clark at noon and 2. So lots happening here on Care Radio. And happy to have you along with us, enjoying all of it. Here comes Peru, put into the ball in play. They'll go into the lane. And I don't know what you had to draw up there. It was just in the hands of Coleman, who steps in. And then a fallback shot. An easy 2. And now we're going to get another timeout. So Benedictine is going to take a timeout with 23 seconds left in the half. So if Peru State had taken a timeout to set up a end-of-the-half play, apparently Benedictine has decided they would also be interested in taking a timeout to assemble an end-of-the-half play. Full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference as this conference race is really beginning to see several teams rise to the top. Baker continues to be the conference leader. They are 12-0 in conference play and 15-1 overall. Graceland and Peru State, this Peru State team, are both 9-3, tied for second place. Park with 8 wins, Central Methodist with 7, half a dozen for Mid-America, and then Penn, Benedictine, Grandview, Missouri Valley, all with 5. 3 for Clark, 3 for Culver, 1 for Mount Mercy. Here we go, Ravens put the ball in play. Now they're just going to burn down the time. Playing catch up top side, 9 seconds now, 8. Here's Declan Sullivan with 6. Sullivan goes right side, spins into the lane, puts a shot up, off balance, no good. Rebounding it out, it's going to be Peru. They're going to get a half-court shot off, and it is not going to go in, and it wouldn't have counted had it. And we have come to the end of the opening half. We'll return to the Nolan Gym and summarize the first half for you. Guys are headed for the locker room. It's Peru State 33, Benedictine 19.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Acheson Auto Parts. It's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Got a trick for the transition. That's a new one. I could see. I think Seth is sitting back there, you know, playing some kind of electronic musical instrument or something. Seth is producing and engineering the Gary Sports Studio tonight. We appreciate you, young man. Halftime here at the Nolan Gymnasium, and we're staying for the 14-point lead. Let's kind of look at how this thing has come together for the Bobcats. First State hitting 42% of their first half shots, 15 to 36. The Ravens at 8 of 26, hitting only 31. And for Benedictine, they've hit 1 3-pointer tonight, 1 of 7. Crew not shooting really well either, 25%. They're 3 of 12. Crew has not hit a free throw, 0 for 2. Benedictine, 2 out of 3. So it certainly is the free throw line making a big difference here tonight. Turnovers a little bit. Benedictine with 9 first half turnovers that First State has turned into 11 points. Maybe the big number is the rebound differential. Bobcats 25 to Benedictine's 16 rebounds so far. For Peru State, no one. Matter of fact, for neither team, there's no player in double figure scoring, but you're going to have, for Peru State, you're going to have Aaron Miller and Stephen Coleman with 8 apiece. Devin Tomlinson has 7. I've got Amir Pope, Christian, and TDN, each with 4 and 2 in the first half for Ty Griggs. For Benedictine, 8 points is also the big number, and that belongs to Declan Sullivan on 4 of 7 shooting. It drops into Jack Vanderwood's 5 points, 4 for Gino Corridori, and the other 2 belong to Harrison Kistling. So for the Ravens, a little bit of a comeback effort is going to be required in the second half. You know, they're down 14. Insurmountable? No. But it'll take a yeoman's effort. For Kansas, by the way, if you're paying attention to that one, the differential, if that one is insurmountable, is they're getting it, taking a whipping up in Ames tonight. With a half a minute to go in the game, Iowa State leads Kansas 73-57. So, it has not been a good night for the Jayhawks. That all said, we're going to see how the second half goes to the Benedictine guys. The Lady Ravens with an impressive victory, game one of the evening. And we'll be back with the second half of game two. But right now, with the intermission score, Peru State 33, Benedictine 19. We're kicking it back to Seth in the Care Sports Studio. He's got a frigid January halftime.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 20 tonight, under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 38. 25 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies Friday with a high of 42. 24 Saturday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 15 Sunday, 12 Monday, and 17 on Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
All right, Megan, thank you very much. Currently here at Hot Country 93.7, clear skies here in downtown Atchison. We've got here at the studios 27 degrees. So with the thermometer outside, it's showing me here right now. Our wind's out of the southwest currently here at 10 miles an hour as we've got dew point reading at 19 degrees, barometric pressure falling at 30.25 inches of mercury. A warmer day here today than where we were yesterday. Tomorrow, Friday, tomorrow, Thursday, getting ahead of myself as tomorrow looks to be warmer. Friday, even warmer yet. We could see highs of up to 47 degrees, so maybe get some snow melt actually coming up over the next couple of days. So there you go. That's your forecast update. Again, we're here at the intermission here tonight as the Benedictine Ravens in action, taking on Peru State in the men's game as the Ravens find themselves trailing here in the first half. They're going to try to bounce back, come back here in the second period. We're going to get you to that as we will have Mr. Tom Counts back with second half action coming up here in just a little bit, right here during the halftime show on Hot Country 93.7. You're listening to Benedictine Raven Basketball here on Care Country.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Seth Beck with you here again. We're at the intermission of our men's game. Benedictine finding themselves trailing to the Bobcats of Peru State at home here tonight. BC again at halftime. The women get the W in game number one here on Care Country 93.7 as the Ravens win that one 76-51. Tom mentioned this earlier, but up next for Benedictine coming up here this Saturday, they will be on the road as they head to Clark, as we'll have a pregame coverage of that here on Care 93.7 right before 12 noon. Clark hosting Benedictine as the women's game first, followed by the men's game here on Saturday. Also, high school basketball coverage coming up on Friday night, as we'll have Marhill Mount Academy as they will be at Troy in the NEKL. Tom with play-by-play coverage of that one. Tom's a busy guy here this week as far as basketball coverage is concerned, so he'll be there at that high school doubleheader on Friday night. And then stay tuned, Friday night after the game, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show to wrap things up here this Friday, here part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, well, speaking of Tom, he's going to be back here after this next break. He's got second half action. Again, it's Benedictine and Peru State, second half, coming up next here on Care Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
All right, well, coming back with Cowbell. Hard to get any better than that. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Got ready to go with the second half at a nice guys game. And Benedictine finds itself trailing in this one at a 33-19 clip. Many thanks to Seth of the Care Sports Studios. I don't know how he does that complicated stuff. Buttons and lights and dials and slidey things and gauges with needles moving. I don't know how it happens, but it's magic, and we appreciate it. Seth, thank you for the producing and engineering tonight. Tom Kelson here, court-sided. For the Bobcats, they're gathered up, getting ready to come out to begin the second half. For Peru State, it is going to be Chris Peoples and Christian at TDN, Aaron Miller, Stephen Coleman, and Amir Pote, I think, those are probably going to be your starters. Benedictine, we're going to add the bench down here, and it is not going to be the original five. It is going to be Christian Reynolds and Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwood, Declan Sullivan, and Gino Corridori. So we will not have Hagen Nogendorf starting. I'm going to keep an eye on Hagen to make sure he did not get injured or something, because he's further down on the bench than typically I'm going to see a guy who I expect to be playing. But and maybe now as the team comes down the floor, he's sliding up a little closer to coach. As a player, Okay, you want to be close to coach, because when he reaches over to grab somebody up to get him out into the game, you want to be that guy. You want to be the guy he sees first. Grabs you by the jersey and says, get out there, son. So here we go. Benedictine is going to have the ball to begin the second half, and we are underway. A little bit of the crowd. Thinned in the first half, and there's a driving shot. Declan Sullivan right over the top of Amir Pooch. Makes it 33-21. Quickly over to the right side. That's going to be Peoples. The shot up. Nope. And is that going to be a Benedictine foul, perhaps? It is. And it'll be on Preston Reynolds. For Preston, how about this? His first foul. In fact, none of these guys starting the second half for Benedictine have committed a foul tonight. Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwood, Sullivan, Corridori, none of them until that foul right there. First free throw by Amir is up and short. And he'll have one more free throw coming up. Amir is now 0-for-3 at the free throw line. He is athletic. He is tall, big, big guy. Second free throw. Can't get that one either. He throws his hands in the air in a little frustration, I think, because he is certainly a much better shooter. Then going 0-for-4 at the free throw line. Ravens back on offense. They'll come out on top to Deglin. He'll pull up from 15. Hits the back of the rim and it won't go down. Pooch comes down with a rebound and back up the floor. It's Peru State. We're a minute into the second half. 33-21. Bobcats out front. Bounce pass left side. Back out on top. It's going to come to Coleman for 3. Not happening. Rebound at Corridori. Gino to Deglin. Deglin to Jack. Back out to Gino. Holds it up on top. Preston will take it on the right elbow. Benedictine working the basketball. Not just above the three-point circle, but I mean steps above. Now, a blank in the middle, and Sullivan with another driving layup. The Ravens had decoyed the defense and brought them out, and when that happened, Sullivan uses his great speed and just splits a couple of defenders and goes in for the layup. It's 33-23. Benedictine back to within 10. Amir Pope backs in, twist, turn, shoots, miss. Got his own rebound. Falls away, puts it up, miss. Tips it up, miss. Rebound again, Peru. Follows up and in. Is it going to be good? Let's see. There's a whistle. What happened? Count the bucket and a foul by Preston Reynolds. Well, I'll tell you what. It doesn't help the shooting percentage when you miss, what, 5 shots in a row right there. It's a tip and the tip, but they ultimately are able to get that thing in and double-digit scoring now for Miller. Then the free throw is up and good, and he'll make it a conventional three-point play. 36-23, 2 minutes into the second half. Peru with the lead, Benedictine with the basketball. Gino dumps it over to Jack. He'll shake his defender, but can't get him away long enough to get a shot. Driving down the left side. Here's a little jump shot up and good. That was really well done by Harrison Kissling as he was able to elude his defender. Got him to bite on a hard head fake on the shot and then went up and knocked it down. Tomlinson with the ball for Peru State. 36-25. Ravens down 11. 17 and a half to go in the game. Pushing off the middle. Ball's going to be batted away by Reynolds for a moment, but picked back up. Tomlinson looks it underneath the post. Couple of head fakes later. Can't get a shot away. Drops it across the baseline, and the runner from the right side at the shot clock buzzer is good by Miller. Boy, Aaron Miller is able to knock that one in just as the buzzer was going off. And Bruce lead again goes to 13, 3 minutes into the second half. 38-25. So for the Ravens, your feet underneath. Here's Gino. Did not go up strong the minute he got the ball. The defender came over quickly, and Gino could not get the shot around him. Here comes Peru State with the ball. 16:40 left in the game. If you watch out of the court with Peru State, head coach Gentry, he is a very active, very vocal kind of a guy, very animated on the sideline, and a shot taken, but a travel call in the middle. And so Devlin Tomlinson will turn it over with the travel. Benedictine going to take Gino out of the game, and we're going to see a guy we saw a little bit last year, but we haven't seen much of Noah Simmons this season out of Valley Center, Kansas. At Valley Center? Yeah, that's right, the Hornets. Here you go. 16-16 to go. So Noah's got it, left side of the free throw line. Big guy will dribble it off on top. Sets a nice screen. That was a grill screen there. And now the ball's going to be lost by Preston. I don't know why Reynolds did not take that shot. The defender was not close to him, but he seemed either confused or uncomfortable with the shot. Did not take it. The defense closes in on him. And on the other end of the floor, the driving layup is going to be up and good for Coleman. Stephon Coleman knocks it down. And it's now a 15-point Bobcat lead with 15:40 to play in the game, 40-25. The Benedictine offense has just had a hard time getting shots away. Right side's going to be Simmons. He'll drop a shoulder, go in, and it's going to be the blocking foul. We're getting a little contact happening out on the floor right now. And the fans here in the gym are hoping to get their Raven team back in this thing. Are not unhappy with all the contact. We're going to get Larry Parker the third into the game. Ezra Vigoffit will check in for Benedictine as both Reynolds and Sullivan come out. Shot clock goes to 20. And BC will have it into their baseline. Here's Jack for three off the rim and then over the backboard. And Jack Vanderwood having a night that, well, it's just been a tough one for him. He is such a good shooter, and I'm sure it's got to be particularly frustrating when you know you can hit those shots and they just don't seem to want to fall for you. But you know what shooters do, right? That's right. They shoot. And what you got to do is just keep shooting. Here's a three from the top for Peru, and that's an air ball. It was not even close. It shoots underneath the rim. The net does move a little bit as the ball kind of hits the bottom of it as it's on a trajectory to land out of bounds. And Benedictine will be putting it in play. 15:08 and rolling along to go in the game. Noah comes out on top. Jack goes baseline. The Peru defense has just really been good. I'm just going to say it. Their offense is not bad, but their defense has been absolutely outstanding. Tomlinson comes down with a miss of the Raven shot, and back on offense will come to Bobcat. First eight up 15. Here's a baseline shot. Nope. Rebound Vanderwood. Bruce cooled it down a little bit, but the Ravens still haven't scored in 3.5 minutes. Bounce pass in traffic is going to be turned over by Kissling. On the other end, it's going to be stolen back by Vigoffa. Now both teams are having a little concentration issue. Ezra knifes in, comes out on top. Kissling three. No. Rebound Tomlinson. Devlin has the ball and he'll dish it over to the left side. Miller up with it. Aaron dumps it over to TDN. The three. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Inside 14 to go in the game. Ezra flies up the court to the left-hand dribble all the way up. Plays off the screen. Lots of push to show at Simmons. He's so big and strong. He'd make a tremendous offensive lineman. Here's a three for Jack. Buries it from straight away. And we will have a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break at 13:39 to go in the game. Peru State 40, Benedictine 28.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Notice Benedictine team, as we were talking to Coach Folsom after the ladies' contest, the guys and girls are going to have very little recovery time before they have to hop on a bus and head over to Dubuque, Iowa for Saturday's game, Ravens and the Pride. Benedictine Clark, 12 noon for the ladies' game, 2 o'clock tip-off for the guys from Dubuque, Iowa. An easy 7, maybe 7.5 hour bus ride. So, there's that. If you go over that way, you got a couple extra minutes. You go within a very few miles of Dyersville and the Field of Dreams this way over there. If that sort of thing interests you, which I can't imagine why it wouldn't, but coming out of the timeout called by Benedictine, the ball will be put in play for Bruce State from the backcourt. We're back at it. Ravens by Goffa, Kissling, Vanderwood, Parker, and Simmons. Look at Jack Vanderwood down there. There's elbows and pushing and shoving. This is an interesting game. The Ravens are playing very, very hard. Here's the shot. Off balance, nope. Rebound, nope. And this time it's going to be tipped and slapped over the backboard by Amir Poach. Some of the Brew players are kind of honking at the officials a little bit, complaining that they were, there it is, complaining that there was a lot of pushing and shoving underneath. And now, with that dead ball, this will be the under 15 media timeout. The first was a regular timeout. This is going to be the under 15. We're going to take the break here. 13-10 to go in the game. It remains Bobcats 40, Benedictine 28.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Minutes and 10 seconds to go to tonight's guys game, and it's a 40-28 Peru State lead. Right now, Peru State has kind of cooled off a little bit. Ravens, you would think, could be hoping to take advantage of that a little bit, as Peru State is 0 for its last four shots, and Bobcats haven't scored in 2:38 and counting. And Benedictine, who's now 12 of 35 shooting the ball and 2 of 9 from outside, 22%. Can you believe that that is better than Peru State at 3 of 16 and 19%? So neither of these teams is setting the world on fire here offensively tonight. 40-28. Ravens put the ball in play. Here's Larry Parker. LP3 with a drive to the left side of the lane. Stops, twists, turns, goes counterclockwise. Shot up, going to be short. Collinson coming out with a rebound. Here come the Bobcats. Chris Peoples will walk it up the floor, dump it over to the left side. Devin comes top of the key, working in front of Ezra, pushes it off on top, TDN. Back over to the right side. Peru's gotten really patient with the ball as they've gotten the shot clock all the way down now at 11 and at 10, now at 9, and the spinning shot is going to be up and good. Tomlinson. Peru was able to use a lot of time, okay? They were able to run the clock down and still conclude that possession with a scoring effort. So I think the Ravens are going to make some substitutions. I don't think Coach Moody is particularly pleased with how that defensive series and that sequence went. Here's a spinning shot. It's going to be up and short for Kissling. Back up with it will come Peru State. The Bobcats, 42-28 over Benedictine at 11:50 to go in the second half. TDN swings it over to the left side. Johnson goes down low, back out on top. Poach drops a shoulder. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. I thought that Poach had very clearly turned the body sideways, dropped and dipped that left shoulder, and went into Noah Simmons, who I suspect is going to be one of the three replacements made. Now, the officials are going to have a powwow. Whether, I think the question is it a shooting violation or not? And I think now, originally they were going to have him come into the line, but now they're going to say no. It is going to be put in play with 20 reset on the shot clock. Out on top, it's going to come to Tomlinson. We'll set this Benedictine 5 as the opportunity presents itself. Chris Peoples will take it left side. Devin Tomlinson goes to three. His left side is going to be up and good. Knocking down the three for Peru State is going to be Donzel Johnson. Donzel getting his first points of the game with 11-11 to go in the contest. 45-28 Peru. BC back over to the left side. Deglin. Sullivan comes top of the key. Now drives down the right side. No room. Backs it away. Keeps the dribble alive. Looks into the middle. Gets it to Gino. Corridori has it stripped out of his hands and unable to recover the basketball. Gino's going to be guilty of a turnover and back up with come PSU. 10:50 left. Tell you what, this Bobcat team is just pretty good. They've got some bench depth. They've got some athletes who can go. They are tall. They are long. They've got good speed. They've got decent shooters. Not fabulous, but pretty decent shooters. Here's a hook shot in the lane with three on the shot clock. They wind it down, and spinning in the lane, it's going to be Tidian knocking it down for two. 47-28. First State putting together a huge lead now. 10:15 to play. And now the skip pass for Corridori. Gino's very frustrated. Is Tidian doing a good job defending him? Corridori with, I think, a knee-jerk reaction, saying something to Deglin Sullivan that that's not what he had in mind for having gotten the basketball. And Peru State brings it back up. They'll go with the uncontested three that misses, and the ball lands in Corridori's hands. We're inside 10. Right side, Vanderwood. Top side, Gino. Back to the left to Larry. Jack goes right again. Sullivan has it knocked out of his hands, and the real, just the speed of Peru State, I think, may be their greatest asset. As the ball goes out of bounds, the break comes. We're taking it at 9:47 to go in the night sky's game. Where's Peru? 47, Benedictine 28.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
But we are essentially midpoint here of the second half. Benedictine trailing Peru State 47-28. Welcome back, everybody, with Steph producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kautz with you here, and Ravis trailing it by some 19 points now. Peru State, the 21-50 shooting team at 42%. The Ravis at 12-37. Three-point shooting again. Actually dead even. 2 of 9 for the Ravens. 4 of 18 for Peru. Each team shooting 22.2. We've had very few free throws. We've had very, very few fouls called. And so this officiating crew, obviously kind of a mind to let them play a little bit. Here's Preston. Reynolds shot deflected by TDN. Knocked away. And that was just about a point-blank layup. As soon as it got out of his hands, he slapped it off the backboard, and here comes the Bobcats with 9:20 to go in the game. They'll come out on top. A wide open, uncontested three misses. Corridori rebounds it down. Sullivan up the floor. It's a three-on-three. Left side, Larry. Parker with the basketball. Spins in, goes in. Hook shot, scores it! Larry Parker, that was a beautiful play as he got into the middle and beat Devlin Tomlinson. 9 minutes to go, 47-30. Peru with the basketball, back over to the right side. Chris Peoples goes baseline, slips and falls, and Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Preston gets it over to Deglin, who shot and batted away, and Peru State going to save it, but as he comes up with the basketball, Miller stands at the baseline, and so Aaron is going to give it back to Benedictine. He did a nice job of coming down with the basketball, but unfortunately he had his foot on the baseline. Ravens are going to have it in their end. 8:45 to go. Three-point shot for Jack. Rebound's going to be slapped back out on top. And now they're going to say, as he slaps it out on top, Preston commits a foul. And Peru State will take it back the other way. So Preston Reynolds picking up personal foul number three. And I'm just looking at the numbers. I've noticed there's been hardly any fouls. Yeah, Preston has three fouls. The rest of the team combined has two. So all of that said, still not very many fouls called in this game tonight. Tomcats with the basketball, driving it down the left side, feeds across to Pote, and nice job of blocking it by Preston Reynolds. Those three fouls really not bothering Preston at all. He's going to continue to play. And now we'll have a stoppage of play. The official's coming up, and Gino's laying on the floor. He's climbing to his feet and kind of limping a little bit, maybe on the right ankle as he makes his way off the floor. And Benedictine is very quickly going to go to the bench, putting Drew Purdy back into the game. So Purdy comes back in. And the Ravens are going to have Preston Reynolds putting the ball in play to Declan Sullivan. Drew Purdy's going to be at the five. You've got Harrison Kissling in there with Larry Parker the third. And then Drew Purdy, the big guy, goes for the three. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Back, it'll come to Benedictine with 8 minutes to go. The loud voice that you hear in the background is, in fact, Peru State head coach Gentry. As again, I mentioned he is a very active and a very animated head coach. First year guy. Here's a nice feed underneath. Preston mishandles it. Going to have to kick it back. Purdy will go three again and miss again. Going to rebound tipped out on top where Bobcats are going to pick it up. They'll go into the forecourt, but slowing it down a little bit. Aaron Miller's going to reset that Bobcat offense with 7:40 to go in the game. Benedictine is going to stay with the player defense for a minute earlier in the game. I've seen a little bit of zone, but that did not last too long. Here's a drive down to the baseline, and they're going to stay as really good defense is applied by Benedictine and by Larry Parker. The ball handler for Peru State driving across beneath the rim, steps on the baseline. Ravens are going to have it back up. BC back on offense now. Purdy way upstairs. Big guy handling the basketball, and they'll skip pass from Larry to Preston. He is Aaron. Pope coming out of the game for Peru, and back into the Bobcat lineup will come Christian TDN. So those two guys have been out there for most of the game, probably should be. 7:11 to go in the contest, 47-30. The second half has not exactly been an offensive juggernaut. Here's a misplayed ball that is picked up and put back up and in. It turns into a nice break for Coleman. And Peru State will go to 49-30. Declan Sullivan changes direction. Skips underneath. Drew Purdy mishandles it, but is able to scoop and score and draw a foul anyway. So that was good hands by Drew Purdy. Going to get Noah Simmons coming back in. So with Preston Reynolds going to check out, Noah Simmons will come in, and a chance at a conventional three-point play for Benedictine and Drew Purdy. It's up and kicks out, no good. Rebound, Bobcat. So for Benedictine, it's going to be Sullivan with Kissling, Simmons, Purdy, and Parker. Ravens trailing at 49-32, and there's not been a lot of excitement in this game, okay? Here's a drive left side. The shot misses. The rebound pulled down by Benedictine. And much as it was by Peru a few minutes ago on the other end of the court, this one is going to be pulled down by a Raven player. And he had his feet on the baseline, so it's going to go right back to the Bobcats. Parker out of the game and Vanderwood back in. 6:15 left. Crew brings it in, gets it way out on top, and Aaron Miller. Now we're going to get a whistle on the inbound, and we have a foul off the ball, and it's going to be on TDN. I'm sure it's just me, but there's not exactly a lot of excitement happening here in this one here tonight. You know, Ravens battling hard and a really good Peru team, but Peru's been in control. That was a nice little pass in the middle. Give it assist to Purdy and a nice turnaround shot to Harrison Kinsley, making it 49-34 with 5:50 to go. Ravens are going to stretch that play even to go all the way, way out on top. Peru's trying to pull Benedictine out a little further from the rim. Now they'll feed in the middle. TDN goes in and up and hits the bucket, and Noah Simmons is going to foul him. So count the bucket and a chance at a three-point play. Noah Simmons, foul number two. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul five. A chance at a conventional three. It's up and in. So TDN continues to have a really good game. Shooting a high percentage, getting a lot of rebounds, just doing a very solid job. Nothing fantastic. Nothing's going to get you player of the week kind of numbers, but what it's going to do is help your team win a lot of games. And now as the Ravens will drive into the middle, Harrison Kinsley ends up on the floor, and he's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on Wright. So, Quinton, the 6'5 sophomore from Flower Mound, Texas. That sounds like a delightful town, doesn't it? Flower Mound. Free throw, first one's good. And Harrison will hit his first free throw of the night. Got a half a dozen points now, 7. One more look, second shot up, does not roll in. Here comes Peru. Coming up with that rebound off the missed free throw. 52-35. Ravens trailing it with 5:14 to play. No pass dish over to the left side. Back out on top. The wide open three buried. Stephon Coleman knocks that down. He goes 3 of 6 from outside and has 15 points. He's the game's leading scorer with 4:50 left. Crowd's done a pretty good job of hanging in here this evening. There was a little loss in numbers at halftime. A nice spinning shot up a good for Drew Purdy. Drew's got good speed. He's tall, and what he does is shows that speed off on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. Now, Ravens are going to come up with a fast break. Driving it down, the kick back. Vanderwood shakes his defender, launches, and drains it free. Jack Vanderwood knocking it down. And it's 55-40. 4:10 left. Little one-hand push pass over to the far side to Miller. Aaron brings it off on top. Poindexter's in for the first time tonight. And now we'll have a foul on the floor beneath the goal. And before we talk about those players, we're going to take our break. Time out of the court at 4:04 left. In tonight's guys game at Peru 55. Benedictine 40.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
With 4 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the ninth game. Peru's State hanging on to that 55-40 lead as neither team's been able to do much offensively in the second half. Mentioned the Bobcats have brought Isaiah Poindexter into the game, a 6'2" junior from Denver, Colorado, a transfer from Otero Junior College, okay? Who is the most famous person you know from Otero Junior College? Andy, Andy Wilder Connolly with Otero. I don't know. Does that make her an Otarian? Or what is, I don't know. Who knows what that is? But yes, Andy Connolly played softball at Otero. And here we go. Coming out of the timeout. Cruz State with a basketball inside 4 minutes to go now. The bounce pass to the free throw line. Clapped away, but Quinton Wright is able to recover the ball. We've got Peru State with a lot of different faces out there. And here's the shot missing. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens have their same crew on the floor. Going coast to coast. Declan Sullivan, he is so good at that. Just at full speed is able to drive down the floor. And that's a hard shot to hit, that driving layup, when you're going at that full speed. But he's able to get a little, take a little off the ball somehow and make that happen. Here's a shot from the top, and it's good for three. As quickly as the Ravens score, Peru State answers back. 57-42 at 3:15 to play. Noah Simmons with it, stands between the circles, goes left side, Deglin, Sullivan looks in, kicks it back out on top to Drew Pretty, back over to the right side, Harrison Kissling with a one-time dribble, gets it back to Jack. Vanderwood goes to Deglin, and again, that driving, sweeping layup on the left side of the lane. Deglin Sullivan. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. 57-44. Stick around after the game, and we'll be talking with Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody. Now, bear with us. It usually takes him a little bit of time. First, he will chat with his team, and then he'll make his way up here to our perch. Ravens coming up with a steal. And bringing it back the other way. Up the floor with it, Harrison Kissling. Here's a shot, three, no. And rebounding it back down is going to be Easton Hall. Easton's out of Schuyler, Nebraska. 6'8" senior for the Bobcat. Going into the lane, Drew Purdy goes up for the block. Got plenty of contact and commits the foul. At the line for Peru, it's going to be Aaron Miller. Aaron's been solid all night for this team. 13 points on 6 of 10 shooting. He's 1-1 to the free throw line. Coming up to the line for a couple of shots here. The first one is up and rattles home. It is good. Benedictine. Going to the bench. Going to get Anthony Hall into the game. And who else do I see checking in there? Oh, it's Gabe. Gabe Zizdick. 6'7" freshman out of Lenexa. Second free throw. Doesn't go in. The rebound's going to be saved by Benedictine. Here come the Ravens on the run. Driving it down is going to be Deglin. Gets it back behind him. Up. Shot. Close one. What a nice play. Sullivan with the behind the head pass to Drew Purdy, who finishes the shot, draws a foul, and coming to the line with a minute 52 left. In a game like this for the Ravens, you have to just kind of find your highlight, and that is certainly going to be one of them here tonight. 58-47. The Ravens could get this to a single-digit game. That would be pretty outstanding. With a minute 40 to go now. Back over to the left side is going to be Stephen Coleman. Spinning into the lane. The shot's rejected by Drew. Isaiah Poindexter spinning into the lane. And Purdy will not allow that shot to happen. Quinton Wright will inbound it. Bobcats with a basketball in a minute and a half to go. 9 on the shot clock. Underneath the shot, up off the window, no good. Hey, how about Drew Purdy? He's coming off the bench and giving his team some quality minutes. Now driving down to the other end of the floor. And another driving layup is up and good for Deglin Sullivan. There's a guy who's absolutely going full tilt, full time. And it's 58-49. With a minute 20 to play. And you know who's the least happy guy in the building right now? That would be Coach Gentry down here. He's bringing starters back into the game. He's bringing in. He had taken out a couple, and now he's bringing every starter back in. And we're going to get a timeout. Coach Moody going to take a – let's do it. Taking a break with a minute 20 to play in tonight's game. It's Peru 58, Benedictson 50.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Coming out of the timeout, Peru State has returned his starting five to the floor, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. And Anthony Hall's behind the back, behind the head pass is going to be stolen back by the Bobcats. With a minute four to go in the ball game, Peru with the basketball, they're just playing a little keep away from Benedictson now, going to a four corners offense. They're just looking to hang on to win, and we will get a foul committed by Benedictson, which is what they were looking to do. Jack Vanderwood was able to catch up with the basketball, picks up his first foul tonight. It'll be Ravens team foul eight, so coming to the line for Peru, it's a 1-and-1 for Aaron Miller. Aaron shoots, he'll earn the bonus. And now Peru is going to make it a little bit of an adjustment. They're going to send a couple of guys into the backcourt as free throw number two coming up for the 6'6 senior from Western New Mexico University. This free throw nicely done. So he will connect on them both and put his team once again up by 10. Ravens double team to the backcourt in deep trouble, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Benedictine basketball. For the Ravens in the backcourt, Anthony Hall was jammed up. He was struggling. And we're going to get another BC timeout. Not going to do it to you, Seth. We're going to hang on to it here. Coach Moody taking a timeout. 50 seconds to go in the game. And golden opportunity for us to talk a little bit about the upcoming sports schedule, which will begin with tomorrow night's edition of Sports Look on K Radio. At the conclusion of Brian Hagan, Care Radio Evening Report that begins at 5 o'clock. At the conclusion of that, maybe 5:20-ish, you'll have Gus and me joining you with Sports Look. That's where we're going to cover all the things that have been going on in the past week or so in local and area sports, high school and college. We'll talk about the conferences. We've been speaking a little bit of a peek at some of the sub-states and how high school postseason is shaking out this year. It's a different way of doing things for some of the schools. We'll talk about Benedictine men and women's college basketball. We'll talk a little wrestling. We'll talk all kinds of stuff. And then in the fourth segment, the things we didn't get talked about before, we'll get to them. Might even talk a little bit about the Chiefs and their upcoming first postseason game after having earned a bye. So Sports Look tomorrow night on Kid Radio, about 5:20. All right, here we go. Coming out of the timeout, Ravens are going to be putting it in play in the backcourt. It'll be Drew Purdy to inbound. He gets it to Zeglin. Sullivan, one-hand push pass. Purdy over to the left side to Vanderwood. Looking underneath, Sidzik, no. They're going to come out on top. Purdy's a long three. No. And a rebound. He'll get his own rebound, and now it's going to be stolen back. Peru will come down the floor, and the layup on the other end is good. Shot clock's off. We're in the last half a minute of the game. On the other end, the driving shot. Zeglin Sullivan with two more. That guy's been fantastic tonight. Now the Ravens are going to double team and try to trap the basketball in the backcourt. And do we have a foul? We do. And it will be another 1-1 for Peru State. This time, the only guy at the free throw line is going to be 6'5 senior Chris Peoples. He's out of Lemoyne Owen College. And I'll be very candid. I've never heard of Lemoyne Owen. Free throw is in. So Chris Peoples, his hometown is Cleveland. LEMOYNE-OWEN or hyphen OWEN. Lemoyne Owen College, where he used to go to school. Second free throw. He will have hit them both. 21 seconds left in the game. Off those free throws, Peru goes back up a dozen. Here's Purdy. Left side, Sizek. Gets run into. No foul called. They'll say the ball goes out of bounds off Peru. It'll be put in play in front of the Raven bench. And Drew will do the inbound work. 13 seconds to go. Here come in to Jack, back to Drew. This three won't fall. Rebounding it down is Deglin. He'll turn and go three. It won't fall. Tipped around. Peru's going to have it. That's going to do it. Final score tonight. Bobcats 64, Ravens 52. And we'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Thank you. Hey, welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight Peru State is able to win it 64-52 over Benedictine. Let's take a look at those numbers here. We got lots of things to talk about. Waiting for BC head coach Ryan Moody to join us. Recapping the scoring period, first of all, for Peru State, three players getting into double-figure scoring. Pace five, Stefan Coleman with 17. Aaron Miller on his heels with 16. And it was 11 tonight for Devin Tomlinson. From there, it falls to Christian TDN with 9. 4 tonight for Amir Pote. 3-point game for Donzel Johnson and Chris Peoples and Ty Griggs, each with 2. For Benedictine, what a game for Declan Sullivan. He leads his team. He leads all scorers tonight. 21 points for Declan Sullivan. Double figures as well for Jack Vanderwood with 11. Seven apiece, Harrison Kissling and Drew Purdy, who got substantial time tonight. It was a four-point game for Gino Corridori. Larry Parker III getting a couple of points tonight. But for Benedictine, not only the importance of the guys that scored, who we've just chronicled, but some of the guys who you're accustomed to seeing get points on the board for Benedictine who did not. Preston Reynolds not scoring. Hagen Hilgendorf, no points tonight. Ezra, no points this evening. So, sure, notable absences on the offensive side of the game for BC. Looking at how some of the numbers shook out tonight, Peru State ultimately was 26 of 61, hitting 42% for the game. Not a terrible kind of a number. Benedictine, 22 of 56, 39%. From the outside, neither team red hot. Peru, 5 of 20. That's a quarter of them. Benedictine, not quite that good at 3 of 17, 17% three-point shooting for the Ravens. And not a lot of free throws until very late in the game when Benedictine was fouling and particularly getting him into the 1-1 and hoping to try to get some possessions back. Peru State, 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Benedictine was 5 of 8 shooting free throws this evening. Rebounding edge tonight, so 45 to 30, Peru State with that lead. Again, not a lot of fouls in the game. Raven assist leader tonight was Hagen Hilgendorf. How about that? Hagen, no points in the game, but did come up with 4 assists in about 11 minutes of playing time this evening. Now, we look around the conference. We talked about tonight that this Peru State team is really, really good and tied for second place in the conference behind the undefeated Baker team. Grayson and Peru both at 9-3 coming into the game tonight. Of course, now Peru has advanced down to 10-3. And you look around a full conference slate going on tonight. Remember the ladies game? We talked about the scores of the other games around the conference. There was one good game, and the rest of them were just so one-sided. Well, on the guys' side, much more balanced is rather one-sided game. Everything else really, really close in a conference, and a couple of them not quite done yet. How about that? Looking at the scores right in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Clark and Graceland are in overtime. 56-53, a low-scoring one there. Baker, that's the one, kind of one-sided one, really. Baker with an 81-66 lead over Missouri Valley with less than 2 minutes to go. Oh, here comes Coach Moody already. Yikers. And we'll talk about more of that stuff when we get to that. I put that in there. It's kind of a dexterity test, Coach, to see if you can unwind that thing from where I had that stuffed up there.
I'm still dexterous.
You did. You did good. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, joining us. And Coach, a lot of things I would like to talk about with this game, but we're going to start off with coming in, Peru State, they're fast, they're long, and the fact that you were able to do such, I thought, a great defensive job of holding their numbers down. I was very impressed with the defense.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a good job. I just told the guys, I think we showed some grit. I mean, down a couple of guys, clearly we're banged up right now. I thought we defended really strong. I thought our guys were prepared. They did a good job with the scout, with Coach Peer. You know, and in the end, I mean, it's kind of the same story as the Baker game. Like, you got to make shots when you're open, and we missed a lot of shots tonight. I mean, we didn't make the clean threes that we got. We had a ton of buckets taken or shots taken at about 5 feet, you know, 4 feet at the rim, contested. Guys couldn't finish. They're not trying to miss. But, you know, the game, the way the game is being officiated right now, Tom, they're not blowing the whistle. I mean, you have to be able to finish through contact. You have to be able to finish around the rim. And we're not executing that right now. Our guys are you know, thinking they're going to get a call or whatever, but it's not happening. So, yeah, I thought we guarded good. You know, I mean, Peru, they're down a guy too. You know, their best player didn't play tonight. Our leading scorer didn't play tonight. You know, I thought they executed their stuff pretty good, but I thought our defense hung in there. Like I said, I think grit matters, and I think our guys showed a lot of it tonight.
We talked about that during the broadcast. Sometimes it may be a great length. There were very few fouls. I mean, you were way halfway through, and each team would have maybe a couple of fouls going on. And, of course, until late in the game when they were intentionally basically done, you know, trying to get people at the free throw line. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a different game like that. And, yeah, you had some guys really step up big. I mean, I thought Drew came in and did a nice job.
Yeah, I mean, our young guys, I really like this young group. I mean, Drew's got a ton of talent. Larry Parker's got a lot of talent. Deglan Sullivan's got a ton of talent. I consider Jack a young guy. Jack's still got 2 years to play, a ton of talent. You know, we're just learning how tough you have to be in these games. I mean, this is another very experienced team. You know, we've played two, I think, Peru State, honestly. If I was a betting man, I'd bet Peru State ends up second in our league behind Baker over Graceland. And, you know, I think those are two. We played two back-to-back really, really good teams. It didn't go our way, but we're learning. I mean, we're getting tougher. We're getting minutes for young guys. I thought Noah played good. Noah came in and gave us some good minutes. You know, but we're injured. You know, Hagen's, I can't disclose the injury, but I mean, Hagen is playing on one leg at this point. Bryson's out, you know, not even in the gym tonight. You know, so we're a little banged up. I think Gino went down with an ankle there, you know, there at the end. So, I love what the guys who are in there are doing. You gotta keep the faith. I mean, like I just told you, we have 12 games left. We have half the conference season left. Now, two of those are against Grandview. But we've got everybody. Our destiny is just completely in our hands. We got to get better, and we got to keep grinding and find a way to get a little bit more efficient on offense. Our offense is stagnant right now. I thought the second half we did a really good job of moving the ball more and got some clean looks and put pressure on them. And, I mean, cut it to 8, I think, there at the very end with about 2 minutes to play, and we wanted them to sweat it. That's a 3-possession game. So, you know, I'm proud of our guys for battling. This is a tough one. They're a really good team, and shots just didn't fall. When you shoot 17% from three and 62% from the free throw line, and it's just, you know, they're not trying to miss, but they're not going in.
Here's the thing. Deglan is just so aggressive. He's so fast. And I don't know how you hit that shot. When you're running full tilt and he's able to take a little off the ball and get it off the window and put it in, and that's kind of become his trademark shot right now. But he's got to be a handful to defend.
Oh, I mean, he's so fast, and he's getting better. You know, I mean, he's starting to understand a little more, that he's starting to get more confident. We had a film session this week, and we showed the Baker game, and Deglan's ahead of everybody, and our guys are not caught up. And, I said, hey, you have probably the fastest guy in the league on our team. You need to keep up with him. Like, in transition, we need to keep up with him. And I thought tonight we did a really good job of that. I thought we did attack in transition really well because, you know, Deglan can't do it 1-on-4, but if we get those other guys running to the corners, Tom, that can shoot threes, they got to spread out. It opens it up for Deglan to get to the rim. I thought we did a really good job of that tonight. And, you know, our overall, I mean, I think we executed pretty good. It's just that guys got to make shots, man. You got to make tough shots. You got to make contested shots. And tonight, it just didn't fall. I believe our guys. We work on it all the time. They're in the gym all the time, so we just got to get a little better offensive flow. You played two really good teams back to back, and they have clearly separated. They're old. They're physical. I thought we did a good job tonight. It came up short.
And now you got what, like a day to get ready and get on the bus and go 7-8 hours and over.
Yeah.
Clear across the state.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, you know, we got to go to Dubuque, Iowa, way up in the corner of Iowa. We'll leave on Friday morning, get up there, and get ourselves a chance to get prepared. You know, rest is probably the most important thing at this point. I think our guys prepare pretty good off film and off the scout. But, you know, we'll be ready for that Clark game. Like I said, 12 games left, man. There is a lot of basketball left. There is a lot of opportunity to move up and keep grinding through the staff. I have no idea what happened tonight, but, you know, those three teams have kind of separated, and the rest of us are dogfighting it right now for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is to get into the tourney. So, We're going to be good in January and February. We're definitely going to get better. We're looking forward to that trip.
Coach, we're looking forward to bringing that game, and appreciate you, man.
Two at home next week, man.
Yeah, let's talk
Central
about that.
Central Methodist
let's get
on Wednesday.
How about the
crowd
was
fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes.
And congrats to Coach Folsom on 500 wins tonight. That is a huge accomplishment. 500 wins is a lot of wins. He's been doing it a long time, but he also does it the right way and is always really good. So happy for him and his program. But the crowd was fantastic tonight. Thanks to everybody that came out. We're excited to go win on the road at Clark on Saturday, get that road trip back, watch the Chiefs, watch them win, and then get ready to play two at home Wednesday, Saturday next week. We look forward to seeing everybody out here.
We'll be here too, Coach. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tom. See you.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. And quick look at how it's gone with the conference. Let me just refresh this a little bit because we were just starting to go through that, and we'll finish on that thought. Here we go. Of course, Clark loses tonight at Grayson in overtime. Baker, very handy win over Missouri Valley. You have, with a minute to go yet, Penn leads Mount Mercy by 5. 10-point win for Park over Grandview. And half a minute to go down in Olathe. Central Methodist and Mid-America. It's a 3-point game. Anybody can win that one. Lady Ravens winning in the first one. Prairie State winning in the guys' game. Tomorrow night, Sports Hook. Friday night, it'll be MHMA at Troy. Saturday, Benedictine at Clark. Lots of hoops coming up on K-Radio. Glad to have you along with us. And until we greet you for that, for Seth coming in tonight, doing a fab job. Seth, we appreciate you always. Thank you, young man. Tom Couch here in the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.